Listening for Buddhist-shaped spirituality in ministry conversations. In this topic, we are learning how to listen well when someone is shaped by Buddhist ideas, Buddhist language, or Buddhist practices. Many people in Western settings may not formally identify as Buddhist, but they may still use Buddhist-shaped language. They may speak about suffering, attachment, mindfulness, detachment, impermanence, compassion, inner peace, or letting go of desire. A wise Christian leader does not rush to label the person. We listen first. Buddhism begins with a serious observation. Life involves suffering. People experience pain, loss, disappointment, aging, sickness, death, anxiety, and grief. Buddhism does not pretend these things are minor. It takes suffering seriously. That is one reason many people are drawn to Buddhist language. It gives them a way to name pain without immediately entering a personal relationship with God. In a ministry conversation, you might hear someone say, "I am trying not to be attached," or "everything is temporary," or "I just need to release desire," or "I am learning to observe my pain without clinging to it." These words matter. The Christian leader should not mock this language. We should not reduce Buddhism to meditation apps, calm breathing, or vague kindness. Buddhism has deep teachings about suffering, desire, impermanence, selfhood, and liberation. But we also listen for the deeper spiritual question. What kind of suffering is this person carrying? What desire feels dangerous to them? What loss has made attachment painful? What kind of peace are they seeking? What do they believe must be escaped, healed, accepted, or surrendered? The Christian gospel also takes suffering seriously. Jesus wept. Jesus suffered. Jesus entered death. Christianity does not tell people to deny pain or pretend loss is unreal, but Christianity offers a different hope. The goal is not the extinction of love, the dissolving of self, or escape from embodied life. The gospel offers redemption, resurrection, restored love, forgiveness, and communion with God. So when you meet someone shaped by Buddhist ideas, begin with humility. You might say, "That sounds like suffering has been a real teacher in your life. Would you be willing to share what you mean by letting go?" Or, when you say attachment, are you thinking of unhealthy control, painful grief, or love itself? That kind of question honors the person and clarifies meaning. Comparative religion ministry skills help us listen for the altar. In Buddhist-shaped conversations, the altar may be peace, release from suffering, freedom from craving, compassion, or awakening. Our calling is not to argue quickly. It is to listen deeply, compare carefully, and bear witness to Christ with gentleness and clarity.